guys, and welcome back to HorrorCast. If you are new, then a big welcome to you. This podcast is where I tell scary stories, urban legends, horror movies, and other things to do with horror. In this episode, I will be exploring three famous urban legends from Japan. These three legends even made their way to North America and other parts of the world. If you asked any person an example of a Japanese urban legend, these three legends will be in the top five. And these three are my favorite ones. So without further ado, let's get into these three stories. And by the way, just a disclaimer, I do not know the Japanese language, so I'm sorry if I pronounce things wrong. The first one is called Kuchisake Onna. Kuchisake Onna, also known as Slip Mouth Woman in English, is a vengeful spirit in Japanese urban legends and folklore. Known as the malicious spirit or Onryo, which means ghost or vengeful spirit in Japanese. She hides her face with a mask or other item and carries around a sharp object like long scissors. What does she look like and sound like? She looks as if she is in her early 20s or 30s and is attractive. She has long straight black hair, a cat-like voice, blue eyes, and wears a kimono or trench coat. She looks as if she is 5'3" in height. According to the popular legend, she asks innocent victims, such as kids and teens, if they think she is attractive or beautiful. If they respond with no, she will kill them with her scissors. If they say yes, she will reveal that her mouth has been slit from ear to ear, and she will then repeat her question. If the victim responds with no, she will cut them in half, and if they say yes, she will slit the corners of their mouth in a way that resembles her own disfigurement. These are three methods that can be used to survive an encounter with the Kuchisake Onna. Include answering her question by describing her appearance as average, or by distracting her with money or candies. According to the legend, Kuchisake Onna was the wife of a samurai during her life. As punishment for cheating on the husband for another guy, her husband slit the corners of her mouth from ear to ear. Other versions of the legend say that her mouth was mutilated during a medical or dental surgery, or plastic surgery, that was mutilated by a woman who was jealous of her beauty, or that her mouth is filled with numerous sharp teeth. After her death, the woman returned as a malicious spirit or as an onryo. She covers her mouth with a surgical mask. She also carries large, sharp scissors. She is said to ask potential victims if they think she is beautiful, often phrased as watashi kurie, which translates to am I pretty or am I beautiful. If the person answers no, she will kill the person with her scissors. And if the person answers yes, she will reveal her mutilated mouth. She then repeats the question, or asks, Kori domo, demo, which translates to, how about now, or what about now? And if the person responds with no, or screams in fright, she will cut the person in half with their scissors. If the person responds as yes, she will slit the corners of the person's mouth from ear to ear, resembling their own disfigurement. An individual can survive an encounter with the Kuchisake Onna by using one of these methods in some versions of the legend. Kuchisake Onna will leave the victim alone if they answer yes to both of her questions. Though, in other versions, she will visit the individual's residence later that night and murder the person while sleeping. Other survival tactics include replying to Kuchisake Onna's question by describing her appearance as average. After she says, what about now, say, you're average. She will be confused and giving the person enough time to run away. Distracting her by giving or throwing money or hard candies, the kind of candy known as beku ame, in her direction. Or by saying the word pomade three times. But that begs the question, how did stories of the Kuchisake Onna first start? Author and folklorist Matthew Meyer has described the Kuchisake Onna legend as dating back to Japan's Edo period from the 17th to the 19th century. And the legend of Kuchisake Onna dates back to the spring and summer of 1979. The legend was reported in such publications as the Gifu Prefecture newspaper Gifu Nichi Nichi Shinbun on 26th of January 1979. The weekly publication Shuken Asha Ashi on 23rd March 1979. Rumors about Kuchisake Onna spread throughout Japan, creating hysteria to the point that police patrols had to go out in the streets and young children would be going home with teachers in groups while walking home from school. Every kid in school in Japan was talking about it. It was a big trend for school students at the time. On June 21st, 1979, a 25-year-old woman dressed up as the Kuchisake Onna for a joke. She walked around holding a knife and then was arrested. Luckily, no school kids were harmed by her roaming up the streets. Kuchisake Onna has appeared in live-action films, as well as in manga, anime, and video games. The character appeared in the 1994 animated film Pompoko, and later appears in the 1996 live-action short film Kuchisake Onna. She's also mentioned in the 1998 film Ring, not The Ring, but Ring. In 2007, the film Carved, The Slipmouth Woman, directed by Koji Shirashi, and featuring Miki Mitsuno as Kuchisake Onna, was released in 2007. I saw that movie a long time ago, but it's a good one. The film was followed by Carve 2, The Scissors Massacre, also known as Kuchisake Onna 2, which I haven't seen. And The Slipmouth Woman Zero, The Beginning, both of which were released in 2008. The Kuchisake Onna character later appeared in the 2012 film Kuchisake Onna Returns, as well as in the webcomic Mob Psycho 100. The next Japanese urban legend is another famous one. This one is called Teke Teke. Teke Teke, with no English translation, is a Japanese urban legend about the ghost of a young schoolgirl who is said to have fallen onto one of the train tracks by accident, where her body was cut in half by a train. She is an onryo, or a vengeful spirit, who lurks in urban areas or around train stations at night, in Japan. Don't have to worry about the States or Canada. Since she no longer has a lower body, she travels usually on her hands or elbows, dragging her upper torso and making a scratching or teke teke-like sound. If she encounters a person, she is said to be very fast and will chase the person, and if they are not fast enough, she will cut them in half at the torso, killing them in such a way that resembles her own disfigurement. Common elements of the legend include that Teke Teke is the spirit of a young schoolgirl around the age 17. The legend states that she was walking home from school one day and accidentally trips and falls over a bridge where train tracks are. She is unable to get up and lays planked on the train tracks. Later, she is cut in half by the train and dies, and appears as a vengeful ghost. If an individual encounters Teke Teke at night, if you live in Japan, she will chase them and cut their body in half, often with a scythe, or just, I don't know. One version of the story says that a young woman known as Kashima Riku, this legend is known as Kashima-san, who was said to have died when her legs were cut off from her body by a train. According to the legend, her legless spirit haunts school or bathroom stalls, asking students or just people if they know where her legs are. If a questioned individual reply with an answer that Kashima does not find acceptable, she will cut their legs off. Individuals may survive the encounter by replying that her legs are on the Meshin Expressway, or by responding with the phrase Kamen Shinin Ma, or Mask Death Demon. Teke Teke also appears in modern culture. There are two movies about her. There are two movies from 2009 directed by the same director that did Carve the Slipmouth Woman. There are lots of fan art online. The last one is called Hanako-san, Hanako-san, or Hanako of the Toilet, is a Japanese urban legend about the spirit of a young girl around the age 8 to 10 named Hanako-san, who haunts school bathrooms, like many urban legends. The details of the origins of the legend vary, depending on the account. Legends about Hanako-san have gained popularity in Japanese schools, where children may challenge classmates to try to summon Hanako-san. I actually have tried the Hanako-san game once at my school, but nothing happened. According to the legend, Hanako-san is the spirit of a young girl who haunts school bathrooms and can be described as a yokai or a yuri. I think a yuri is a ghost in Japanese. Again, I don't know. The details of her physical appearance: she is commonly described as having a bobbed haircut and wearing a red skirt or dress. The details of Hanako-san's origins also vary depending on the account. In some versions, Hanako-san was a child who was murdered by a stranger in a school bathroom. In other versions, she was a girl who committed suicide in a school bathroom. In some other versions, she was a child who lived during World War II and who was killed during bombing while hiding in a school bathroom during a game of hide-and-seek. To summon Hanako-san, it is often said that individuals must enter a girl's bathroom, usually on the third floor of a school, knock three times on the third stall, and ask if Hanako-san is there. If Hanako-san is there, she will reply with, "Yes, I am." Depending on the story, the individual may then witness the appearance of a bloody or ghostly hand. The hand, or Hanako-san herself, may pull the individual into the toilet, or the individual may be eaten by a three-headed lizard. Which is silly. I don't believe that. Author and folklorist Matthew Meyer has described the legend of Hanako-san as dating back to the 1950s. This legend associated with schools all over Japan since the 1990s. It has also been used in movies, so it became part of popular culture. The Hanako-san character has appeared in films, manga, anime, and video games. She made her first cinematic appearance in the 1995 film Tori no Hanako-san, in which she is depicted as the malicious spirit of a girl who haunts the bathroom of a school. She later appeared in the 1998 film Shinsai Toi no Hanako-san, in which she is portrayed as a vengeful ghost who haunts the middle school that she attended before she died. She also appeared in the 2013 film Toi no Hanako-san, Shingeki Joban. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening to another episode of Horrorcast. I hope you guys are staying safe from COVID-19 and washing your hands frequently, and social distancing. It means a lot to me that you spend some of your time in this pandemic listening to my podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions for another episode of Horrorcast, go to my Instagram, CircusBaby2006. Where I post Five Nights at Freddy's and horror topics. If you don't have Instagram, you can download it for free and just use it once to direct message me, and I will look at your suggestion. If I like your comment, that means I will put your suggestion in my podcast. But no, not your name. I will not write back because I just want to be safe. And I'm not going to give my Gmail account because it has my name and my last name, so I don't want to give that out. Because I just want to be safe. With that being said, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure to subscribe to get new content every time I upload, so you can enjoy more scary stuff. For more cool content, you can subscribe to my favorite scary storyteller on podcasts, or Spotify, Tara A. Devlin. She is well known for her two podcasts, Toshiden and Kawabana. She posts new episodes on her podcast every 2 weeks, and her podcast is dedicated to Japanese urban legends. If you love Japanese horror, I definitely recommend her podcast to you guys. It'll be right down your alley. So please go check out her podcast. Again, it is Kawabana, True Scary Stories from Around the Internet, and Toshiden, Exploring Japanese Urban Legends. Or just look up Kawabana or Toshiden on podcast or Spotify. The names will be in the description. Anyways, thank you for joining me today, and I will see you next time on Horrorcasts. My Instagram will also be in the description. So, I hope you guys are having a nice summer so far. I hope you're staying in touch with family and friends. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And I will see you next time for another episode. See you later. Bye.